Hi, this is Maria with EMC.
Hi, Maria. Maria, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. Did you have a chance to speak with your husband last night?
He's actually here, and actually, I was hoping that you could kind of, you know, give him a little bit of a rundown. I could give him one, but of course, it comes better from the expert,
sure.
Right?
Sure, yeah.
If I could just go ahead and transfer you to him right now. He's right here in front of me, and kind of give him the rundown and give him, like, the details of the exact same thing that you gave me yesterday. And, you know, kind of continue from there.
Right. So he's listening to the call now?
I'm going to give you the call.
Sir, I'm here.
Oh, good, good, good. Wonderful to speak with you. So, of course, I was speaking with Maria yesterday about listing EMC on the first pages of Google and Bing so that the calls would come directly to you. You're not going to be paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just a flat rate. I also mentioned that we would want to make sure that that people are going to call you, so it's not just listing you on that first page, but making sure that people are calling you. There's going to be a website included, a .com website that's, of course, conversion-driven and user-friendly, and it would be included at no additional cost. And it's a flat rate of $299. The $299 also includes Facebook ads, so that we can target anywhere in your service area, both residential and commercial clients. And I was telling her that, you know, obviously there's, you know, a lot of a big push towards the Christmas lighting right now, but obviously as the seasons change and your services change, the content that we create is going to change right along with you. So that's what it's going to be to get you on that first page. It's all the content that Google wants to see, whether it's a directory known to the public like Yelp or Facebook or any of the content that Google wants to see that's not as well known. The businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors are there because they've got the content Google wants to see. So we are Google partners, and we've been partnered up with Google for a little over 8 years now as a SEO company. We've been around since 2004. So it is a reduced rate for an established company. You're always going to be an established business in our eyes, so that reduced rate of $299 will stay with you as long as you stay with us. And like I said, it is on a month-to-month basis. So you get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You can see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. Also, the work that we're doing to put you and keep you there. Did you have any questions at this point?
No, so I guess my only, so far, it's kind of what you had gone over with. The main thing was, so the website, is that like, say it doesn't work out or for whatever reason, do we get to keep that website or how does that work?
So, of course, any website needs to be hosted somewhere for people to see it. If you ever did decide that you wanted to stop using the service, having us optimize your listing or run Facebook ads for you, if you just wanted to keep the website, we could maintain that website and keep it hosted for you on our server. The other option would be to transfer the domain over to you. So no matter what happens, even if you stop using the service down the road, you will have an increased online presence above and beyond what you'd have now.
And that was just the question because we've never worked with anyone like this. We're barely starting to try to get into this.
Okay.
Because we're obviously looking for more ways to bring business our way.
Sure.
But so that's just the question I had. Like, okay, so we get to keep the website. Not saying that I just want to use the website and leave you guys. Obviously, the whole services that you're offering.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a website's only good when people see it. I mean, most business owners have a website, but if it's not on the first page of someone's search, most consumers are not likely to find it. So,
definitely. So far, everything seems like stuff we're very interested in and that could really help us out. I believe that's, was there any more? Cause that's most of what she had gone over with me yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, so it's just a month-to-month fee.
Correct. So it's exactly $299. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees or anything like that. It is on a month-to-month basis, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on or if you need to go on vacation. The service could even be paused seasonally if necessary.
And whenever we're, like, say, like, you, obviously right now this Christmas lights is seasonal.
Right.
Our main thing is landscaping.
Of course, yeah.
Who would, I guess one of you guys would be talking to about, like, all the changes and stuff, or,
sure,
or how would that go?
Yeah.
How does the communication go?
So you, well, either way, I mean, we'll obviously be reaching out to you proactively, but you can contact us. The other thing that you can do through your tracking system, we call it your client dashboard, you can make changes even to the website on your own. A lot of our clients love the fact that they can make changes to their website on their own. Others just want us to make those changes, and either way is fine with us. You know, if you say,
okay,
hey, it's, you know, time to start, you know, changing more towards the more traditional landscaping or hardscaping services,
yeah,
you know, send us new photos. We'll talk to you about, you know, other, like keywords and search phrases that you want to be found for and things like that. We'll make those changes for you. There's never any additional cost to update the website or make any of the changes to the content that we promote for your business. Obviously, we want you to be getting that constant stream of phone calls for the right types of services that you're offering,
yeah,
even seasons change.
Yeah, that's the main thing. We were, like you said, we're barely trying this, and we're trying other services, but,
yeah,
you know, it's like leads that we have to pay for and then
call
them. They're like, oh, that's too expensive. So it's kind of,
yeah, and you have to pay for the lead whether you get the job or not. That's the one thing about, like, a lead-based service, and I think you guys have Angie leads, right? So whether it's Angie's or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, and when you pay for the lead, whether you get the job or not, and when the lead goes out to six or eight of your competitors, I think most homeowners, most consumers use those types of services because they know that they'll get several bids. They'll get multiple phone calls, and a lot of the time they're looking for the cheapest guy. So you kind of get a lot of tire kickers with something like that sometimes.
Yeah, so I'm looking for something more like people that are already looking to get stuff done. And we're working on the reviews and stuff. Does all that kind of stuff help?
Sure.
I've told a few of my customers that I've already installed, and I sent them the link, obviously, that we're using through Angie. Like, do any of those, should I stop and wait till we have a website here that they can go to instead of, or how does the review this?
Because it's kind of hard getting them just in general.
Right. No, you're absolutely right about that. So we'll help you get the reviews. You'll have a link to the review tab of your Google listing. Your Google listing, Google calls it the knowledge panel. It's kind of like a virtual or digital brochure for your business. And there would be a link to reviews. So you can send like a thank you letter. We can even send you a sample thank you letter that you can use, or either just use it just for inspiration. But you just kind of email your satisfied clients, and they have that exact link. So they just click on the link. Takes them literally seconds to just, you know, click how many stars they want to give you, and minutes if they want to write a few kind words about you. But it's as easy as possible for someone to write a review, and then, of course, to have that review populate where it benefits you the most, which is on your Google listing. Yeah.
And so if we were ready to get going, how quick could we get everything set up?
So we would want to have you speak with one of our technicians, and we can do that today. We call it our client interview. We want to go over things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, but also things like a mission statement or a motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. And we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. It takes about a half an hour. We ask for a one-hour window, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes, and we could do that a little bit later on today.
Okay, yeah. What's the latest time you'll have available? Or what are your hours of operation for that?
So the latest time that we have available is from 5 until 6. Usually the call would get to you maybe a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30 or something like that. Would that work out for you today at 5?
Yeah, most likely, because I'm going to be a little bit busy during the day, and I don't know the windows that I'm going to have available. But, five should work. I can make the time for that and have that time available. But,
Great.
We're definitely interested in working with you guys.
We'll schedule that call from 5 until 6. It might be just a few minutes after 5 when they reach out to you. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll also be on that call just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I might already be on a call. But if I am already on a call when they're ready to call you, they'll call you on their own. They'll have the notes here and everything else, and they'll be able to take really good care of you. So I just wanted to verify a couple of things, and then we'll get everything set up and scheduled for that follow-up call. The business itself is going to be EMC Landscaping Services. That's how you want the company branded online.
EMC Landscaping and Outdoors.
Landscaping and Outdoors. Okay.
Yeah.
So no services at all. Is the and the A&D or the ampersand symbol?
It could be the and or the ampersand. And the ampersand. Yeah, it's because, like, I
the symbol.
Yeah, the and symbol. It's not just simply landscaping. I do hardscaping. I do
that. Yes, I noticed that from before. Yeah, we have that from the notes from when Maria spoke with Lulu, who is my mapping coordinator. She put down power washing too. So, and then we've got the ampersand, not A&D, spelled out. The phone number that we are speaking on, though, this is the number that you want your customers to call, right? This is the business number, the best number to reach you guys.
It's because right now I had been using just my phone number, my personal number, but we're looking. My wife is starting to. She's probably going to be more active and helping me more out. And she's probably going to take care of that. So,
okay, so this is one number. The 832-888-7882 is one number, and then what is the other number?
Yeah, we'll do 83. This is going to be the main one. It's 832-696. 8214.
So that's going to be the main business number, but the number that we're speaking on is still a good number for both of you guys.
Yeah, this is still a good number. Yeah, well,
perfect.
You kind of want to sort of add this one on there too, to have two points of contact.
And then the business itself is service-based, right, meaning that there's no physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want to promote for the business online. Customers never come to you. You always go to them, right?
No, we don't have – I mean, I have a place, a shop where I put my material, but not necessarily office or – I usually go to where they're at.
Okay. You know, that's perfectly understandable and expected, really. Google doesn't expect you to have a showroom or a location when you're providing a service that requires you to go to the customer. The Angie's has got 17102 West Longwood Meadow. Is that your residence?
That's where I keep, that's the shop, that's where I keep my stuff.
Do you receive mail there?
Yes. That's
you do? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's actually probably the best place to receive mail at the moment.
Perfect. So we do want to verify that you are an active business in the local area, but since customers don't go there, you'll just be listed city and state. And then, of course, with our the content that we'll create, our programming, our specific Facebook ads, et cetera, we can target anywhere in that service area. And we'll get, like I said, more specific about that service area with that follow-up call. And then I never got your last name or even your first name. I have Maria.
My name's Edsau, E-D-S-A-U.
Uh-huh.
And the last name is Castanon, C-A-S-T-A-N-O-N.
The first letter is C, right? C like cat?
Yes, sir.
C-A-S-T, as in Tom, A-N-O-N?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And then, Edsau, what is a good email address, either for the business itself or for you or Maria?
So we have a email for the business. It's EMC Landscaping Services.
Mm-hmm. At Gmail?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, of course, we've got that client interview scheduled. The other thing I need to do, though, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are including the website for you, that reducing the cost of the service to that flat rate. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Mr. Castanon, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Sounds good,
okay. All right, I have it pulled up. I'll get through it as quickly as I can, but feel free to stop me if you have a question. It reads, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
EMC Landscaping Services and Outdoor.
Okay, perfect.
Excuse me, EMC
Landscaping, and Outdoor with the ampersand for the word A&D, so the symbol instead. And then, Ed Sal, please state your name and your official title.
Can it be EMC Landscaping and Outdoor Services? Add the services after Outdoor?
Yeah, put the services at the end of Outdoor. Yeah, perfect. That service is in there. That's going to appear everywhere on the website that we create and on the Google listings. That's why we're asking. We want consistency in the branding of the business name. So I've got EMC Landscaping and Outdoor Services, and the and between the landscaping and outdoor is the symbol for the word, not A&D spelled out.
Correct, sir.
Okay. And then, Etta, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Ed Sal Castanon, and I am the owner of the business.
Okay. Mr. Castanon, as the owner of EMC Landscaping and Outdoor Services, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Okay, of course. Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Ed's how you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well.
Okay.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area are able to contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Castanon, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I agree, sir.
Perfect. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we do ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, especially with kind of the branding of the business with a new name, we want to make sure that all of your business information is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Castanon, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. And so that's fair enough.
Yes. Yes. So just a quick thing. We do have that account with Angie's Leads, but we are we're getting rid of that today. We're canceling that today.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So there's not a direct conflict with a paid lead service and something like this, but it's always good to know. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll be the ones to make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, and we'll be the ones to create that website for you as well. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, of course, with it being a month to month service and the website being included. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive, will be charged today's date, the 24th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And so that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The Facebook ads are included as well at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. And so all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Castanon, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. And so do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir. I agree.
And Mr. Castanon, that does actually conclude the voice verification. And then for that first payment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
I believe it's a Visa. Let me get my card real quick.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, it's a Visa.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It has both. It has, it says Castanon Landscaping and my name, but it's through my main account.
Gotcha. And for you, is it just first and last name, or is there any middle initial there?
No, just first and last name.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Castanon, you said that was a Visa card. That should then start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
David, is Visa or MasterCard? I apologize. It's MasterCard, sir.
MasterCard? That's okay. That should start with a 5 then.
If you want to read
that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Sounds good. So I'm going to go ahead and start. It's 5348-7500.
Mm-hmm.
1094.
Yes, sir.
3017.
And then the expiration month and year?
Our expiration is 327. So March 27th, basically, of the 2027.
You said 03 of 2027?
Yes, 03. Yeah, here it says 0327, but yeah, 2027.
Okay, gotcha. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
It's 365.
365. So I have 365, 365 on the back of the card. I've got March or 03 of 2027 as the expiration date. And the card itself was at 5348-7500-1094-3017.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And is the billing address of that card the 17102, or is that a different address?
Yes.
It is, okay. Perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email through our automated system in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. We do have that client interview scheduled for 5 o'clock today. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls, I'll be on the beginning part of that call. Whether I am on that call or not, I did want to set up a little bit of extra security on your account, just a question and an answer here. Anyone who calls us, whether it's you or Maria, saying that they are affiliated with EMC Landscaping and Outdoor Services, even if we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, if they say that they're with Google, if they say they're with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll need to know both the answer and the question. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do the first pet name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Fiona.
That,
F-I-O, like the Shrek, Fiona.
Yeah, Fiona, F-I-O-N-A, just one N,
yes.
Right? Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
So I type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated
yes.
email that our system looks
actually,
like our system
got,
sent a couple of them, yeah. The welcome email. So the
yeah.
welcome email with the client support contact information, but the one that I want
yes.
you to see is the other one, the Local Splash initial invoice. So if you click on that and open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the click here, it is hyperlinked. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
So I got the Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Google Business Profile Optimization, of course, we're going to optimize your listing on Google. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, so it is ours as well. Although it's almost 1 out of 10 people that will use Bing instead of Google. So we'll make sure you're optimized on Bing. We want you to get those phone calls and those opportunities as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, Yelp, or Facebook. It's everything that is necessary. And, of course, the website's included. We're going to do the Facebook ads for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but you can see there's
yeah.
a long line, and below it there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so the E and C are capitalized. And if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name in the box, just click the confirm signature box right below it. That does actually a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, waived the setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process, and you'll know that you are successful in doing that. when it asks you for a username and a password, just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay. I'm here, sir.
Okay. So you can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, the dashboard is actually asking you to log into your tracking system. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system, and our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. We do need to do the client interview at 5 o'clock for us to create the content for there to be something to track, but in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like once you access your account. I did send you a calendar invite, and it actually has your username on there. So I can give you the username because that has already been assigned. The password will be assigned once your tracking system is active. The username is the phone number that we're speaking on, the 7882 number. Area code is included, but it's just numbers. So the 832-888-7882, that's the username. No dashes or spaces or parentheses. The calendar invite sent to the email address on file says localsplashcing, that just stands for client interview to be conducted in English, and it's got your username, your name, and then this phone number that we're speaking on, although we also do have the other phone number as well. You are all actually set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls, when they call you at 5 or 5:05 or 5:10 if they're running behind, then I'll be able to speak with you guys again. And if the best number to call for the client interview, is it the 7882 number or the other one?
Okay. Excuse me?
Oh, for us to call back for the client interview, which is the better phone number for us to call, the 7882 or the 8214?
The 82141.
Okay, so that's the number that we'll be calling for the client interview, 832-696-8214. So that's the number that our technician will call in that 5 o'clock hour. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you. And like I said, hopefully I'll be able to speak with you again a little bit later on in that 5 o'clock hour.
Yes, sir. Hopefully. Sounds good, sir. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you as well. Just for our records, Maria has the same last name that you do?
Yes.
Okay. And the 7882 number, that's her number?
Yes.
Okay, and the 8214 is your number. All right, so I've got that in the system that way. That way, if we're not able to reach you, we can contact her. And, of course, either one of you guys can call us with any questions or updates for your website if you want to add more photos and need assistance or anything like that. Okay?
Sounds good, sir.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with both of you. I appreciate you. And you take care. We'll talk to you in that 5 o'clock hour.
Thanks, sir. Y'all do too.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Castanon. Thanks again. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.